here with the Cooperative Trust. James Marshall, how are you, sir?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you.
Congratulations on your award last night at the Herb Awards or dinner. That was really cool. You and Brent Dixon were fantastic on stage.
Thank
Congrats.
You so much. Congratulations. Yeah, as I've kind of been saying to everyone, I'm sure Brent will watch this. Brent, I'm kind of glad you stuck to your script. So, it didn't throw me through the ringer, which
you guys were funny up there. That was really good.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a good time, and it's really great that we get to go up there and represent the Cooperative Trust, because it's great that Flynn and the Trust kind of gets awarded. It feels like this entity thing, but it's really the community of 1,400 people that kind of won that. So it was really great to kind of be that representative for that group.
I like the aspect that they're awarding. I want to say young people, but you know, it's just. Although, you know, the Crashers have been around for what? Is it 10? Is there 10 years?
It's
7 years. 7 years? Okay.
So 7 years and 8th GAC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's really cool that they're giving an award, not just to you and Brent, but to the, like you said, the whole organization itself. So it's just such a great idea and a great movement, and it's gaining some serious steam.
Yeah, there's so much going on. I don't know even where to start with that. I'm assuming you're going to ask me about it, so I might as well tell you.
What about the Cooperative Trust? What's going on with those Crashers
this year? First thing, which is going to be exciting for everyone that loves to hate our website, is we're going to be getting a new website soon.
Good.
So that's huge, because another thing I will thank Brent for. Brent is a wonderful, wonderful, talented human being and designed our current website aesthetically. And the one thing about a custom design of WordPress is it broke WordPress.
Oh.
So we've not been able to do any updates for a fair few years.
Okay.
So there's a lot of broken stuff in there, and we're really excited to be moving on to a new platform that includes a branded native application that you can download and stay involved in the forums. And so there's going to be a lot more ways to connect. We'll have like a volunteer lobby, so you can kind of put your name in to come and volunteer at Crash events and help out.
That's cool.
There's going to be a mentorship platform, so it's kind of think of like Match.com.
You guys were talking about mentorship last night.
For credit unions. So there's going to be this mentorship platform built into that. Mm-hmm. Just a lot more functionality and a lot more that we can do for the community to keep them connected when they're not in the same place.
And
so we're really excited about that. So that's kind of phase one. And I mentioned kind of mentorship in that, and that's kind of the second phase. I find mentorship a really interesting concept, because I think traditionally we think about formalized mentorship programs, and we think about the let's go for a coffee once a month and read this book kind of thing. And for me, that's not really what mentorship is. And Mike, I don't know about the mentors you've had in your life, but
they're like coaches,
right? And I kind of think about them like my best high school friends. I don't talk to them every week, but when I need them, I know I can call them, and I know that they're there.
Right.
And so how do we try and build this organic relationship piece with mentors without going through that formalized process?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there's not a space for formalized process. Of course there is. Formalized mentorship is fantastic. But the best mentorship relationships that I've had, and I know a lot of people, is through that organic building.
Exactly.
And so how can we try and facilitate that? So that's kind of the next piece that we're going to try and build on. And the final piece, I'm really excited. We launched this yesterday, and we haven't done any press release. This is an exclusive. You're the first
breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
We launched this yesterday. So the Cooperative Trust has been this community for years trying to help young people in credit unions, right? How can we help young credit union employees find their space within this space, so to speak? And we've had a lot of learnings from that. We're now at a place where we've taken those learnings and we've kind of quantified them, so to speak. And we've launched, as a Cooperative Trust, a young adult advisory service, and now we can help credit unions reach young adults.
So we're kind of flipping it on its head.
Right, so we're taking, instead of saying, hey, let's help the young people, how do we help the credit unions help the young people? And we're doing that at three different areas. So we're doing it at board level, we're doing it with members, and we're doing it with employees. So we have benchmarking statistics, so we can come in and benchmark your credit union against a national statistic that we have done our own first-hand research on. We haven't bought this from Bank of America, we haven't bought it from Citibank. This is our own research that we've done at Feline to get these benchmark statistics together, so we can go out there, benchmark cranes on what they're doing to help young adults, and then help fill those gaps.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited that we can take the learnings we've had through the Cooperative Trust and now go back out into the marketplace and say, this is everything we've learned, and now we can help you as a credit union reach young adults across the country in a variety of ways.
It's such a two-way street now. Or in this case, a three-way street.
Right, exactly. So we're excited, and we did a survey of young credit union employees across the country, and we got over 600 respond to that, which when you consider there's about 270,000 total credit union employees, then bring
that's
that down
lot.
For young adults
yeah.
and then take that kind of, this is my statistics nerd coming out of me, like, you take that that sample size,
yeah,
that's a really solid representative sample size of young adults within credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We then worked with Qualtrics, who some of you may know. Qualtrics is a great research data firm out in Utah, and we did some national research for young adult consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So we surveyed a ton of people under the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we have that nationally, we have that regionally
across the
country. So we can kind of boil this down and really benchmark credit unions about what they're doing versus what people actually want and help them fill those gaps. And so we're really excited to be able to take those learnings and take those things and go and actually help credit unions make a difference in the marketplace in a variety of places.
You guys have a solid plan in place. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So
really
we were
cool.
Really...
You guys have been in top gear here doing that stuff.
Yeah, I've been working on that for about a year now. We actually just, and I hope they don't mind me saying this, we actually just finished our kind of pilot test with Coastal in North Carolina. So Coastal were our kind of guinea pigs.
Happy to be your guinea pig.
Yeah, they were great. And so we did a great project with them, and for those of you know Brandon McAdams and his team, for those of you know Brandon, and and so it was, hopefully we think it was really successful. Coastal seemed really happy with it, and we just presented those findings not a few weeks ago, and we're hoping now get out there and do this with more credit unions.
Yeah,
so
if
there's a credit union out there that wants help with young adult stuff, please let me know, because we want to try this with you. We want to see if this is helpful.
I think that would be all of you.
Yeah.
That would be all.
Yeah, so we're here and we're available, and so we want to help with that, and we think it's... we love it. I mean, of course we do. We're Feline. We love everything we do, because... but the great thing about
Good work.
The great thing about this is we kind of already tested it, right? This is not... Do you want... Like, Coastal with the guinea pigs.
Now they're proven.
We've tested
it.
We've proven something. Mm-hmm. So please reach out. We'd love to hear from you and how we can help on that. And it's so great that we've been able to turn this community into something that gives back to the rest of the system through these learnings.
Yeah, right on.
Right? So it's kind of nice that, you know, it's kind of gone to the next place. And for those of you that heard Brent talk at the dinner last night, for those of you that didn't, he talked about, what do we do with this? Like, you know, George and Mark, our colleagues at Feline, challenged us to do something with the Cooperative Trust, not just show up.
Right.
And so this is a really good next step of not just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I would
say so. As a part of this, you know, we'll have members of our community also help and give insights and, you know, share data.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to see where this goes and how we can help credit unions and hopefully make effective change across the credit union system.
I think you guys are already doing that, but you're really stepping up the game even more.
Yeah,
so good job.
We're really excited about
good
that.
Good job. James, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Man, I know your schedule is like all over the place, so
it's nuts. And I think Colin Powell just got out because everyone's coming back. So
well, hopefully he'll come over here and say hi.
Yeah, that would be great. Hopefully you might see Colin. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But thank you so much for having me, Mike. I really love being here and seeing you every time. And great seeing you on the red carpet last night.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun. I did my best Ryan Seacrest imitation. And
yeah.
Hopefully I succeeded a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, he's got nothing on you, Mike. So
nothing at all.
We're great.
Nothing.
And, well, thank you so much. And,
dude, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Go get some rest, all right?
I am not going to.
Okay.